Now we have a wee bit of housekeeping before we conclude our show tonight. We'd like to say goodbye and also a welcome. This is my last day of hosting the program, which I've been doing off and on for much of the last year. It's been a tremendous pleasure working with everyone here. But starting on Monday, the permanent host is going to take residence, and her name is Michelle Norris, and we want to welcome her now and say hello. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Jackie.
We're very, very glad to have you here. We're very excited about it. And why don't you tell us where you've come from before we talk about what you're going to do?
I came here from ABC News. I was working as a correspondent in the Washington Bureau. I was there for about 9 years. Before that, I was working in print for many years. I worked at the Washington Post, and before that at the Chicago Tribune, and before that at the LA Times. So I've been sort of marching eastward.
Now, I know that you've been working on a lot of things to prepare for your debut here. What have you been working on?
We went out and harvested some really nice stories. And next week, we will spend some time talking to comedians about the subject of race, a very prickly topic in America, even today. And the reason that I wanted to do this is because many people are uncomfortable talking about race, but comedy is one place where we see the most honest discussions about race. Comedians can sort of walk out on that plank in a way that few others would dare. And so we're going to talk to Margaret Cho and Paul Rodriguez and Bernie Mac, and they are really interesting and honest and refreshing conversations.
And you have other things going on as well, right?
Well, we're going to also talk about standardized testing. We're going to look at Massachusetts, where they have a very tough standardized test that students have to pass before they can get their high school diploma. And throughout the state, they still have a very high failure rate. And the students have the last chance to take that test and pass that test so they can march across that stage in June. Massachusetts is very much a bellwether for the rest of the country because with the No Child Left Behind reforms, many other states will see themselves in the same situation. And we have a lovely piece at the end of the week with a very interesting artist with a wonderful name. His name is Jubilant Sykes. I like to say it because it just marches across the tongue. But he is a baritone who is now dabbling in pop and gospel and folk. And we will be introducing him to our listeners.
Thank you, Michelle. We're so excited you're here.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.